This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. What happens when the head of marketing for a cybersecurity company happens to be a big comic book fan? Well, you get an interactive comic series that lets you solve real-world cybersecurity problems. I spoke with the writer of the series, Fred Van Lente, and Adam Freeman, publisher of The Future Is.
How did this come about? A man named Jason Blanchard is a big comic book fan and is the head of marketing for this large cybersecurity company called Black Hills Information Security. And he decided he wanted to marry those two things in order to grow their audience. And they have this incredibly vibrant community of hackers and cybersecurity professionals. And he knew that comics was going to be a way to bring new people in, but also contribute to the community was there. And so he brought us in to make good comics.
So I guess the whole concept of this is that the readers get to follow along on kind of an adventure where they are white hat hackers and trying to solve some of these problems.
Yeah, exactly. Although I will say you don't have to do the challenges to enjoy the comic, to enjoy the story. That's something we've worked very diligently to ensure. It's kind of a cyberpunk future, a tad dystopian. We like to say in this world, you have no rights, only terms of service. There's been a social breakdown to the point where you need people like this organization, Black Mountain, run by a mysterious hacker named Wheeler, who basically goes out and rescues people from very bad technologically based situations. We were on a podcast and the host described it as Black Mirror with hope. And I like that. I decided I was going to steal that. And I'm just using it wherever I go.
How much of this did you draw from what's actually happening right now?
A lot. I mean, the fundamental concept of this world is basically augmented reality, which is something that if you know about, you know, Google Glass at one point and then Apple Vision and other products, it's basically, if you've played Pokemon Go, you know what augmented reality is, where like it's just the internet layered over reality. It's just that in our world in the future, we've done away with the intermediary of the cell phone and the computer. Basically, you live inside the internet now because you have a neural implant that lets through your eyes to see and click and move through the internet. And then the internet is constantly putting everything from, I want to look like, you know, a cat. So we have a character that always looks like a cat because they have a permanent avatar, like as if in a video game, over themselves as they walk around through life. He's called The Stray. He's one of the more feared freebooters, hackers out there. But then, you know, there's also things like pop-up ads in your life as you walk around, as if we didn't already have too much advertising shoved down our throats at a daily basis. And so basically it's in a situation where you almost have this kind of cyber feudalism, where the people who control the code control the world. And the little guy, little gal ends up getting ground up by that a lot. We have heroes, our folks at Black Mirror, the main characters of The Future Is. Their funding is mysterious. No one quite can trust Wheeler because he won't ever tell anybody what he's up to, but he's gathered these operatives around and they go out on kind of cyberpunk Mission Impossible missions to save people. In the first issue, which is gloriously long, as a Gen Xer, I grew up with like number ones being double sized. So this is a quadruple sized first issue. It's over 100 pages. They thwart a human trafficking operation on a casino on the moon.
I think the experience that you're offering people is very interesting. I remember the novels when I was a kid where you could pick the alternate endings. You remember those? I mean, that was kind of like the first.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this kind of makes me think of that people get to be part of this experience in a somewhat real way.
Yeah. The CTFs, the capture the flag, this is a tradition inside of the cybersecurity and hacker world where they develop puzzles for each other, right? It's code. It's just code breaking at the end of the day. And so what we've done is bring that into this project. So every book has a minimum of, I believe, two interior and two on the cover puzzles to be solved. And if you're, as you're solving them, you end up on a leaderboard, and we have a cumulative leaderboard that people are able to jump into. And but the process of doing this is how they train each other different techniques and different skills and different different tools for hacking. And so that this, all of this is in effort to make, as John puts it, John Strand, he puts it, is to make the reader the hero of the story. So when we see Wheeler and his team doing some sort of attack, you can go to that URL that's in the panel and do the same attack.
Now, obviously, you know, with the title, like the future is, you know, if people might think, you know, this is really doom and gloom. You mentioned the term dystopian, but actually it sounds like the concept of this is kind of hopeful that you'll draw this next generation into this realm of cybersecurity.
Yeah, I mean, we joke, you know, the full title is the future is, and then there's six asterisks, which, you know, many people have interpreted to be a word I can't say on the radio. I sometimes just call it the future is asterisk. I mean, one of the CTF challenges Adam was just talking about is every issue, there's a different six letter code. So each issue, what's underneath the asterisk is technically different. And it's always a theme of something that's going on in the comic itself. So, you know, to me, the future is undetermined, right? And that's what that means, the asterisks. And so I find that very hopeful. You know, I can't guarantee anybody, you know, I never promised you a rose garden, right? But there is going to be a little rain sometime. But we're going to have both. We're going to have roses and rain.
And we've talked a lot about obviously, when you're writing a book and you're creating a book that is set in the future, you talk about what do you want the future to be and what can we make it into, right? A lot of what these people do is seeing the worst case scenario and say, how do we get to a place where it's not that? Or how do we get to a better, what is the work we need to do to get us to the better place scenario? But I will say that the title too, the thing that really resonated when we finally landed on that title was the future is the word we can't say on the radio, but the future is also everything else that can fit into six letters. And you know what? At the end of the day, the future just is. The future is coming. Whether we like it or fear it or embrace it or are ready or not ready, the future is, and it is coming.
That is Fred Van Lente and Adam Freeman of The Future Is. Wreck-It Comics has released six in the series so far.